This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yusufa says, tell us, what is your opinion of closing to avoid the contamination of coronavirus? We spoke about this so many times and said that the authorities running the country are stuck by between a rock and a hard place. They have two choices. Either to let people do whatever they want in the absence of a vaccine or a true cure and a medication for that pandemic, and end up like Italy or France. The biggest problem is not in people falling sick. The biggest problem is in the medical facilities that are not equipped to handle so many patients, such influx in number. So the ventilators are one of the most important medical devices used to help patients. If in a whole country you have only 500 ventilators and the people falling sick are 10,000, so you have to be selective in choosing which 500 to live and which 9,500 to die. This is what's happening in Italy. This is what's happening in most countries that are facing big problems. If this outbreak happens in America, it's a catastrophe. They're not equipped. The doctors have to decide who to live and who to die. Definitely they will go to people over 60 and say, sorry, we don't have a ventilator for you. And reserve the ventilator for someone who's 20 or 30 years of age. They would face the ethical dilemma of who to choose. Some of these countries, the youth are happy because the elders are dying. We can get houses now when they pass away. We can get jobs. We can save money instead of giving them retirement and other welfare expenses. So this is option one. The second option is to lock down everything, which would cause a lot of discomfort, agitation, and also economical burdens for people who cannot work, cannot earn. But quarantine is the best treatment for such pandemics. 4 weeks to 6 weeks of lockdown would cause the pandemic to wither and fade away with the grace of Allah.